Have you always been interested in fishing, or did you just kind of acquire this knowledge when you moved to Southeast Alaska?
I'd say I acquired most of it here. I did a little bit of fishing when I was a kid in the East Coast, and I always had fun doing it with my father when I was little, and just fishing for little panfish and creeks and stuff. But no, this is Petersburg is where I learned about fishing and really got to love the outdoors and started boating and fishing as soon as I got here.
Did you ever make some completely ridiculous greenhorn mistake when you first arrived in Petersburg?
Oh, of course. Well, maybe in terms of radio, when I first got on the air and I had never read the marine forecast before, and so I didn't really know the abbreviations. And instead of saying knots, I used the word I don't know why, but I think maybe I was nervous. But my very first marine broadcast or marine weather broadcast, I think I used the word kilometers, as in, 20 kilometers an hour with 20 foot or 4 foot seas, etc.
And do you think that the fishing community is going to be able to sort of embrace you as one of their own, or will they always see you as the guy who is constantly hounding us with a microphone all those years?
Well, I didn't have that problem this last summer, so I think it'll be all right. So, mainly, it's more me asking people for advice and assistance and help, and people have been really, really gracious in, giving me, advice on how to work, whether it's, you know, working on a 671 Jimmy or, which way, people are going on a drag or where there's a few more coho than somewhere else or, whether to use a Manistee or a Canadian or how many fathoms to fish, and people are always very open with information, much more so, I think, now being a fisherman than when I was a reporter, understandably, because you're helping somebody out with their career as opposed to necessarily putting your voice on the radio. So far, thanks to everybody who have been really supportive in me changing the career here.